Revelation chapter 1 and verse 19. Here is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ to John. John was at the feet of Christ. Christ had placed his right hand on him and told him not to be afraid and revealed himself to him in all his glory. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever and ever. I hold the keys of death and Hades. I am the living one. I am the first and the last. Don't be afraid. And he goes further. Write therefore. Note the therefore. As a consequence of this exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ, this glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, now revealed to this man John, the apostle. Write therefore, says Christ, what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later. Revelation 1, verse 19. Now, whatever this verse is, whatever these words amount to, they certainly tell us this. It's the imprimatur of this book. It's the authority. It stamps this book, this particular book, with the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. John is directly commissioned, directly given the authority and the power and the duty and the responsibility of actually writing down what he has seen and so on. Do you notice how Christ uses men? Well, in John 16, he was very clear with the apostles. He had many things to say to the apostles, not only for them, but for all his people throughout this age. But the apostles were not able to bear it at the time. But the time would come when Christ would speak to them. He would reveal himself to them. And they would be led into all truth. John chapter 16 is explicit. The Spirit will guide you into all truth. He will show you what is to come. He will reveal everything that the church needs to know, that sinners need to hear to be saved, and so on. And we have a particular example of it here. We have Paul in Galatians 1, just for example, speaking very clearly of the revelation he had received. You get it in Corinthians too, the 2 Corinthians. These men were given revelation. They were given the authority and the right and the privilege of seeing these things, the great truths, Christ himself, glory to come, the future. But not only that, they were to put, as it were, pen to paper. Not that there was pen and paper then, but they were to write their scrolls. They were to put it down, and it became written. The authority, therefore, for the book. Write, therefore, what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later. Now, it can be said that evangelicals and others can actually worship the book, the Bible. We don't worship the Bible. We worship the God of the Bible. But the Bible is the word of God. It is the word of Christ to us. It speaks of Christ in the sense of speaking of him, and it comes from Christ to us. This is the authority here. What you have seen already in this chapter, and what you're going to go on to see. What is now? By the way, that's a very important thing. When we go back to the Lord's Day, in the earlier verse, chapter 1, verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. I think I must have explained there, I hope I did anyway, in my book I do, that some see that John is being transported to the very last hours of this age, the final day of God, the great judgment day, the great return of Christ and so on. It all hinges on that, going on to that place. But it can't be. Look at this. What is now, at this very moment? You see, in particular here, these are the seven churches. It's what's going on in Ephesus, Pergamum, Thyatira, and so on. Now, it's what's going on in these cities now, in these churches, with these believers. It's now. This is the Lord's Day. John is, and it's now at this time, as well as what's going to be and what will take place later. So here we have the authority of the Word of God. Because Christ has authority, he stamps his authority upon this book. I would generalize it, and it's the entire scriptures, according to John 16. According to the new covenant, promise there in John 16. It's the New Testament anyway. But then, of course, Christ having quoted with such weight the Old Testament from Genesis to Revelation now, here is the authority of the Word of God. Of course, I suppose any man can claim that he has revelation from God, but there are tests to be made, and John certainly comes through that test. Write, therefore, what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later. Isaac Watts put these thoughts very clearly, very powerfully, I think, in a hymn. "'Twas by an order from the Lord, the ancient prophets spoke his word. His spirit did their tongues inspire, and warm their hearts with heavenly fire." You see, he is writing about the prophets. But I think we can extend this to the apostles. "'Twas by an order from the Lord," as you've seen already in this verse. The ancient prophets, well, the apostles spoke his word. His spirit did their tongues inspire and warm their hearts with heavenly fire. The works and wonders which they wrought confirmed the messages they brought. The prophet's pen, the apostle's pen, succeeds his breath to save the holy words from death. Now that's the fact. Here we have in Scripture the Word of God, the Word of Christ by the Spirit, through the prophet and through the apostle, through the prophets and through the apostles. Now, what should we make of it? Here's Watts turning this into application and prayer. "Great God, mine eyes with pleasure look on the dear volume of thy book. There my Redeemer's face I see and read his name who died for me. His kindest thoughts are here expressed, able to make us wise and blessed. The doctrines are divinely true, fit for reproof and comfort too. Let the false raptures of the mind be lost and vanish in the wind. Here I can fix my hope secure. Here is thy word, and must endure." So, I'm going to read the book of Revelation, try and speak on it, but not only the book of Revelation, every book from Genesis to Revelation. I'm going to read these words, and what am I going to make of them? They are the Word of God, the Word of Christ by the Spirit to me, speaking of Christ, speaking of things I need to know. I'm going to delve into them, dive into them, absorb them, read them, want them, love them, and seek to obey them. May the Word of God be that to me, God's own Word, through the prophet, through the apostle, through Christ. God in these last days has spoken unto us by his Son, and his Son has spoken through his apostles, and here we have the complete revelation of God. That's the authority for this book, this book of Revelation, and for the entire book of God. Blessed be his name, the name of God, for having given us such a book, such an authoritative, clear, glorious book. Of course there are difficulties. Of course there are mysteries in this book. Figurative language I don't understand. But we have to know the Old Testament, know the Old Covenant, to see it applied here. May God bless us as we read the letters to the seven churches. It's getting very close now to examining those. May we do so, realizing they are the Word of Christ. Christ is all. It's not the churches, it's not the pastors, it's not whatever they may be. It's not their confessions, it's not their creeds. We know nothing about that. But what we know is that Christ is the King of the churches. May Christ be all in all to us now as we come to read these things. And here is the authority for it. "Write therefore what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later."